I have seen. Those three words are powerful words that God has spoken repeatedly in His Word in regards to the oppression of His people and all kinds of situations. For example, Exodus 3:9 says, "And now behold, the cry of the sons of Israel has come to me. Furthermore, I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians are oppressing them." Consider this awe-inspiring true concept of being seen by the creator of all the galaxies, by the creator of you, of me. Just stop and think about that. To be seen by God and to know He knows everything. Everything. Yes, everything. Here's another very moving passage from 2 Kings 20, verse 5. "Return and say to Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears." Wow, that excerpt from 2 Kings 20, verse 5 touched my heart. Think of the Lord saying, quote, "I have seen your tears," unquote. God has seen, and He cares. The cross puts that point across. He sent His Son to save us from this fallen planet that's in rebellion and not the way it's supposed to be. And that's a huge understatement. He wants each of us to know Him. So today, before I share more, if you haven't yet received Christ, I'm just going to stop right now. And I'm going to just tell you, He wants you to know Him. He wants you. He has seen. He does care. The cross, look at the cross. Look at the cross. He bore the weight of all our sins, all our oppression, all the grief, all the pain. He sees. He cares. Oh, how I wish I could just convey that well today. He loves you. He wants you. He died for you. He's offering you that victory right now. Will you turn to Him? Will you turn from sin? Turn away from this other junk that you know isn't good for you. Sin is never good for us. And it is just a terrible thing all the way around. Sin is falling short of the glory of God, and we all have fallen short. We all need Jesus. Will you turn to Him now and welcome Him to rule your life and receive His gift of eternal life? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you care, that you see, that you love us. We confess our sins. We repent from relying on anything except you, and we rely on you as Savior and Lord. We trust in you, Lord Jesus, and what you did on the cross for us. We believe you, Jesus. We receive you. We confess you as Lord and Savior of our very own lives personally. We trust in you alone for salvation. And while we're praying, we also cast all our cares upon you. Pray for all praying pals, all those who have been sending prayer requests. Pray for all churches and pastors. Just pray for our country, veterans, leaders. And we pray for all loved ones that all would know you and grow in you. And we praise you, Lord Jesus. We love you. We welcome you. We hold nothing back. And we submit to you and ask for protection and deliverance from evil. In your name, Jesus. And please help us to overcome evil with good. In Jesus' name, Amen.